Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Been a lively show so far. A majority of people agreeing with you on the Restrepo thing. And then I see tweets of like, hey, they should call up Restrepo.
I like it. I like the response, whether it's good or bad, that show me that people care. A lot of people want this football team to be successful. This is Nashville's football team. This is Middle Tennessee's football team. There's a lot of Titans fans outside of this area that want this team to succeed. Why not? Be different. What's happening now ain't working, right? Let's just do this. Win games. We're all happy. I would love nothing better to go on another Super Bowl run. You know, like when I would do when I started at Channel 2 back in 1999. It was great. Great. It'd be great to do that and watch this city come together like nothing else. You know, I saw it during the Stanley Cup when the Preds made the run. It was fantastic. Big parties downtown, everything. Sports unites us in so many ways. So I want this team to be successful. And maybe he comes in, and maybe Restrepo comes in and he blanks the bed, right? Then we know, move on, figure things out. But what if he doesn't? What if he comes and adds that something, something?
I just think that even though I think it's going to end up going that way based on what I saw in 1 week, you're 1 week in, so maybe wait a few weeks is all I'm saying. And I think that's what they end up doing. I like it. He's not playing Sunday. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
I will look at you.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
I will do.
Interesting weekend in college football as we were in Madison, Wisconsin, which that it lived up to the hype, I thought. Like, jump around. Like, we're sitting there in the press box looking at each other like, holy crap.
Yep. Is this happening? What's going on here? And, you know, and good for Middle, 2.5 quarters.
Yep.
They beat Wisconsin up and down the field, dominated both of the offensive and defensive lines. Unfortunately, they couldn't convert on a 4th-and-1, and Wisconsin took advantage of that with their own Restrepo little guy that they couldn't stop. And, you know, did that double reverse, scored a touchdown. So Middle heads to Nevada this weekend. Hopefully gets that W.
I learned something, though, that there was a call in the game where they ran a reverse and the receiver threw the ball out of bounds, and the ref explained to Derek Mason that because he wasn't the original passer, he lost the liberties to do that, which I've never heard that in my life. Turns out that's not actually a rule.
Is it not? I don't know. Yeah.
No.
That was – we'll ask Derek Mason. We'll be on this tomorrow at 12:15.
Well, in the post-game interview, Mason made it sound like that the ref said, hey, I might have screwed that up. I owe you a steak dinner. So that – it sounds like that was the wrong.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Middle ran a reverse to the receiver, and then he had nowhere to go, and he threw the ball out of bounds. He was out of the tackle box, threw it past the first down marker, and they called it for legal grounding.
And it was done. There's another team in the Mid-State that we talked to their coach a couple weeks ago. They might be pretty good, and that is Austin Peay.
Right.
They gave Georgia a pretty good game. Now, was Georgia looking ahead? I think there could have been a little bit of that
maybe
going on. But, you know, Austin Peay hung tough. In fact, it cost Georgia 2 spots in the top 25. They dropped down to 6th.
Knocked him out of the top 5.
Yep. So they are down 2
Not
spots.
Not a bad team in Clarksville. What's up, Montgomery County?
As they get ready to go to Knoxville to take on Tennessee in week number 3. I know I shouldn't say what I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
This is Tennessee's season. Whether they want to admit it or not. Vols fans are going to come at me for that. But this is the one. This is the one on the bingo card you don't have. Mm-hmm. And you look pretty good the first 2 weeks. Look good against Syracuse. Had your way with ETSU as you should have. It looks like that Aguilar can run this offense the way that Josh Heupel wants him to and wants the quarterback to.
Right.
So, like, this is your one. And there, I was on a show in Kansas City yesterday. Chris Domino from Atlanta was on before me. And I think there's a little bit of like, oh, this might be the best Tennessee team we've seen.
All right. So I'm going to stop you there because during the season, we did our predictions. You had Tennessee doing what in this game? Losing.
Yes.
Right? So I don't think it wrecks their season now in this new age of college football playoffs. I think
I'm not saying it's
going
to wreck their season. I just think this is a – like, if they beat Georgia, then you're going to have everybody going like, okay, Tennessee's for real.
Yeah. Oh, I totally
this
agree.
This is how you prove you're for real.
But if you lose, I don't think it's the end of the world because we kind of factored in that Georgia would take this game. Now, you want to win. I mean, I hope they win. It'd be great for the program and everybody else involved. But I wouldn't put the whole world on this game just because there's so much left to do. And in this world of the college football playoffs, you kind of get a mulligan, which I absolutely, absolutely hate because every Saturday mattered. Now, like, oh, I mean, Cade Klubnik, after Clemson lost to LSU, well, we lost the game, but, you know, we still got opportunities down there. If we, you know, because we lost, we still get in. Look, it is a big deal because you're right. Tennessee's not beat Georgia at all since Heupel's been there, and everything's in your favor. This is a football team that's rolling pretty good right now. You're at home. It's the checker game, orange and white. Everybody's going crazy, but I've seen this script before. I've seen it before. Where all the hype is, and they lose. Deeper question for you, Chase McCabe. Game day's coming to Knoxville. Who should the celebrity picker be Saturday morning?
Not Peyton. You've overdone it. Chesney's done it a lot.
There's one they should bring up there for Saturday.
You know who I'd like to see? Dolly.
Bingo.
Dolly would be awesome.
Yep.
I think that would be great.
That campus would be on fire.
Have they said who it is yet?
No. There's a lot of rumors it's going to be Morgan Wallen. But Dolly.
He's done it before, I think.
And evidently there's an actor on this TV show called Severance that I've never watched. It's a really, really, really good TV show. And one of the actors, prominent actors, and I should probably know his name, is a UT graduate. So some are saying bring him in to do this.
So this is the Knoxville News Sentinel, the eight best options to do it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Dolly Parton is number one. Candace Parker, number two.
Okay.
That'd be an interesting one.
Right.
Dalton Connect, another one. Kelsey Ballerini.
Not bad.
She's a Knoxville native. Jarrett Garantano.
No. No, absolutely not.
Tony Vitello.
No.
I think he's done it.
He did something with him last year.
Eric Berry.
Good. I'd rather have Eric Berry as more of a analyst than the
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney is the last one.
Okay.
So they didn't put Peyton. Peyton's done it.
He'll be there. He's not gonna miss an opportunity to put his big ass head on TV.
Did you watch any of the Manning cast last night?
Not a second.
I watched
a little bit. Was it
good? Yeah, it was good. I liked Moss was on. Saquon was on. Bill Murray was on.
Oh, okay. I watched regular because I wanted to hear Aikman talk about McCarthy. And I used to bang on Aikman not being whatever. I find him good now, really good, in his breakdown of quarterbacks. And I wanted to hear him talk about McCarthy and Caleb Williams last night, so I didn't. But I just think probably Morgan Wallen. Kelsey Ballerini's not a bad one.
Yeah.
She's from Knoxville, too. If they ask me, I'm going to say – I'll be on the stage.
I think Bianca Belair has done it before, who's from Knoxville. That's a WWE superstar.
That's right.
She was a track star.
Who out of the box would you like to see? David Keith, former actor. Well, he's still an actor, but.
I had to think about what you were asking me there for a second.
He was an officer gentleman. I'm not going to marry no Okie from Muskogee.
Yeah. Let's see. Who would be Dolly's a little outside the box because she's not sports or like a – I mean, she's still a superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good
– it's a tough one.
Glenn Jacobs?
The mayor. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got to be Kane. Put the mask on and, like, come out with the fire.
Custom orange and white Kane mask.
That'd be cool. That'd be pretty cool. That'd actually be really cool.
We had him on a year and a half ago before Tennessee played the national championship.
The Live Golf Open.
Yeah.
And I asked his PR, I said, do you mind if we bring up? He's like, you better.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, embrace this. And a lot of people,
his campaign stuff was Kane themed. Like, it was all the red and black.
Yeah,
and
he was great too, man. So, yeah, I mean, that'd be kind of cool to have him on there.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good one. That's one. Good job, Dr. Crane. I like that one.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think Cody Rhodes did it last year when it was in Athens because they went down there for that.
Right, I don't remember that.
I think that's who it was. for them. I don't know. I say Dolly. Dolly's the right the right.
Yeah, one. It's kind of like if it's not Dolly, it's kind of like, ah, okay. But if it's like Dolly, you're like, yeah. Let it happen. Let it go.
0365 says Kevin Hart, because apparently Kevin Hart is a big Vols fan now.
His son, I think, is a track, something track and field.
So that's why he was there.
He was a recruit, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wes in Clarksville. Nope. Done. Contest over. Bucky the Beaver.
Oh, man.
2476 says, what's Jason Witten doing these days?
He's coaching down in Dallas, right? In Plano? Yeah, like, maybe. Really doing well.
Keegan from Murfreesboro, give me Todd Helton.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be a good one.
I don't think Todd does a lot of social events like that.
No, I think he's just kind of done. Matt says Leanne Morgan would probably be funny on game day.
Yes! That's a great one if she's not on tour somewhere.
Yeah.
Selling out massive arenas.
Well, look.
You know who's opening for her?
Who?
Our buddy Greg Warren.
Oh, nice.
Really?
He's opening for across the country.
If, and I haven't looked at the, all right, hang on. I've got a what if game coming up next.
Okay.
Just a what if question to throw at you.
Do I have to keep my shirt on?
It's preferred that you do that.
All right.
You're not Greg Pogue. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5 The Game. Queen Dolly bringing us back. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Unrelated, but I just saw this on Twitter. There was a report that Carrie Underwood, of course, Mrs. Fisher, as I like to refer to her as, Mike Fisher, is paid $1 million each week to do the Sunday Night Football theme. So she makes $18 million a year just doing that. That's crazy.
Look,
absolutely crazy.
Capitalism at its finest, good for her.
All right, so here is my what if to throw your way. Talking about game day, and we'll get to your call in a second. So let's say that Vandy goes to Columbia, South Carolina, and takes care of business this week. So they're 3-0. And then they beat Georgia State and Utah State. Let's say, for giggles, they beat Bama again in Tuscaloosa. So they're undefeated by the time LSU comes to Nashville, because LSU for me would be the prime opponent to bring game day. And game day comes to Nashville, to Vanderbilt, for the first time since 2008.
Correct. Versus Auburn.
And it's LSU. Would Bargatze be? I mean, it'd have to be Bargatze, right?
Oh,
to be the picker.
Yeah, I guess somebody else. I mean,
he's the biggest celebrity Vanderbilt fan there is. That's truly, actually a Vanderbilt fan.
What about you?
I appreciate that, but Nate's a little bit more high profile than I am.
Nate's hosting the damn Emmy Awards.
Good
Sunday
for him.
Night, primetime Emmy Awards. Diego's the pool. I mean, obviously winning, but if
I think even if they lost to Bama, but it was a respectable loss, and they're sitting there at, so what would that put them at, 5-1?
Yeah,
is that right?
Right.
5-1, and LSU's undefeated.
Could roll in the number one team in the country, and they love Nashville.
Yeah, right.
You know, one of the coolest game days when we went to Memphis when they played SMU. I don't remember that. What, 21 or 22, and like tens of thousands showed up on Beale Street. That was so badass.
Ricky says Theo Vaughn would be the picker.
Theo, if you're listening, I'd stop listening to your podcast, because all you do is interrupt people. If you'd pull that back a little bit, it'd be really good. So there's a little constructive criticism for you.
I mean, I like Theo Vaughn, but I just think Nate would be like.
Well, Nate did it last year when they were down. Alabama played somebody last year. He flew down and did that.
Really? No. I don't know. Just a thought. Charlie wants to give the guest picker for this week. Charlie, what's up?
Well, if you can't get Dolly to do it, I'd want Quentin Tarantino to do it. At least he always makes Knoxville references, and him and McAfee could just cuss at each other. That'd be pretty awesome.
Well, Tarantino, I think, was born in Knoxville. In every single movie,
that's what he's saying,
that he does, there's a Knoxville reference in every single movie.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, hey, at least represent, you know, I think that'd be pretty cool. Plus, it would be hilarious to watch him.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate the call. Maybe you too.
Maybe Charlie. Charlie, that's a good
Charlie
point.
Again.
Are we just forgetting the guy that calls every day for donuts? Clay has to be the guest picker.
He's banned from campus.
Well, this doesn't have to be on campus, does it?
He's banned from campus. He eats when he's on the radio.
Yep. And he frets.
And he frets.
Quite a bit. We love you, Clay.
We love
Where would
Clay.
You set up Nashville's game day? On Broadway?
No. Do it at the – you do it on campus.
You have to do it on campus.
Most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, but
– Nah, do it on campus. Show off the new look. I think it'd be cool.
In 08, they had it on campus, but some
part, it was off of Natchez Trace, I think.
Somewhere where I was like, all right, this is part of the campus? I had no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think that'd be cool.
Maybe Dolly does do it.
When SEC Network was here, they did it on Broadway.
I thought somebody did that.
They set it up. I think it was last year, the year before.
I thought so, yeah. Do it on the rooftop at Tootsie's. Man, have it down there. I think Dolly. Make the push for Dolly, and then if you don't get her, then you got Morgan Wallen or Kelsey Ballerini and places, people like that.
So looking at this week, I mean, Tennessee Georgia is the game, I think, of the week. South Carolina Vandy is a pretty good one. Alabama's going to beat the you know what out of Wisconsin. I don't think Wisconsin's very good. We saw that firsthand.
Yeah. Well, Alabama went up there last year and curb stomped them. It happened again.
Clemson, Georgia Tech could also be a sneaky good
Where's
game.
That game?
That is at Georgia Tech.
Oh, that'd be a really good game.
You got Oregon playing Northwestern. I think Oregon probably.
That's the big noon kickoff.
Yeah.
I was like, we got to show Northwestern once a year. Okay, here's Oregon. Do it and get it done.
Oklahoma plays Temple, yawn. Central Michigan, Michigan, yawn. South Alabama, Auburn, yawn. Villanova, Penn State, yawn. 2:30 is Georgia, Tennessee. Oregon State, Texas Tech, yawn. Iowa State, Arkansas State, yawn. Louisiana, Missouri, nope. UTEP, Texas, nope. South Florida, Miami. Now that could be a good game.
Oh, absolutely. Can South Florida keep it going?
On the CW.
Who are the Bengal Tigers playing?
I haven't gotten there yet. Ohio State, Western Michigan, Illinois, Arkansas, Ole Miss. That could be okay. 6:00 on ESPN.
Where's that game?
That is at Ole Mississippi.
Let's go Arkansas.
The Bayou Bengals are the 6:30 game on ABC, and they are hosting the Florida Gators.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game. Was the shoe game? What was the shoe game? Was that the COVID year? The guy took the shoe off and threw it down the field for Florida and LSU came back?
I think so, yeah. That was like the end of Dan Mullen.
Yes, and this could be the end of Billy Napier on Saturday.
6:30 on NBC, Texas A&M heads to South Bend, Indiana to take on Notre Dame. Notre Dame's only played one game. They were off last week.
Yeah. Play them Miami, and they played well.
Yeah.
Just got the loss. It's a big game. Remember Notre Dame last year went down to College Station and laid it upon the on A&M. So what can happen? It's a big game. Big game for both teams.
Yeah. So it's a pretty decent slate. Top 25 games. Yeah. Middle goes to Nevada.
4:00 game.
So you'll be out in Reno.
Reno. A lot like Reno.
And you'll get back at 3 a.m.
3 a.m., right? And then head straight downtown for the Titans pregame show at JBJ's.
Get a little nap in.
Me and Derek Mason and Chris Sanders.
Going to be fun.
Bringing you the latest.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Those are fun. I like where those two dudes. They're good.
Yeah. They're all right.
They're all right.
They do a good job.
I love, and you do too, football so much. We get a chance to talk to Chris and Derek about plays and moments and players and things that happen and losses and wins. It's always fun.
If LSU's an 8.5-point favorite.
That's it? Okay.
Yep. If they beat the snot out of Florida, which is what I kind of think is going to happen, like they don't do it, but I mean, he's done.
Yeah. If they're not competitive, they're done.
Yeah.
Now, if they lose 34-31 on a last second field goal, he's okay. But if they get beat like 41-6 and they're not competitive, that's the key. Are you competitive?
So they lose 18-16 to South Florida. Oh, my. Listen. Oh, listen to this schedule.
Okay.
At LSU, at Miami, Texas at home, at Texas A&M. That's their next four games. He's got no chance.
Oh, my God.
He's not going to make it.
And then Tennessee
and then,
at the
and
end.
Then they, and then they play Mississippi State, and Mississippi State might be good.
What are their last two games?
Tennessee and Florida State. Here is the rest of the schedule. So I'm at Texas A&M, Mississippi State at home, Georgia in Jacksonville.
Good Lord.
At Kentucky, at Ole Miss, Tennessee, Florida State.
They might, if he goes 3-9, he may get coach of the year. God almighty.
Like, LSU, they're going to lose to LSU. They're probably going to lose to Miami. No, there's no – they're going to lose to Miami. They're going to lose to Texas.
Yep.
They're going to lose to Texas A&M. They might lose to Mississippi State. Georgia will beat them. They'll probably beat Kentucky. And then probably – yeah, they're not – he's not making it. I will be very surprised.
That's why that South Florida game was so
if he had beaten South Florida, then he would have – you know, and then they're competitive against some of these other, then you're going to get, well, it was a really tough schedule.
What if Billy Napier and the Florida fans say, all right, we got to sacrifice somebody. It's Gator Mike.
Poor Gator Mike.
Sorry, Mike. We love you, man.
We may have a new winner for the guest pickers. 9531 says, Mike Keith with Amy Adams Strunk. Mike's going to be a little busy.
Yeah, a little busy.
Getting ready.
So, Amy, how you doing? We doing well? Or the prepared statement, thank you, Mike. I am doing well today. It is a pleasure to be here with you. Isn't that there's some Simpsons thing where
yes.
they –
Dubbed or something like that.
Homer's voice or Moe's voice or something.
Yeah, something like that. That sounds like the Al Gore doll.
Right?
You are hearing me talk.
Oh, man.
615-737-1025. We will get back into the Titans and revisit some of our topics from earlier today, including what's something positive with the Titans right now. We'll discuss next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game. You will be singing this song later tonight at, it's been 15 years, I almost said Greer Stadium, or 10 years, and I almost said Greer Stadium, at First Horizon Park.
I'm gonna harken back to Harry Carey.
And a one, and a two.
Let me hear you.
Please do that.
God, that was some great moments watching that on WGN, Harry do that, and he had no idea what beer he was on and what he was singing, but God, he was beloved.
He was.
The best was when they would do the shows from the outfield, and he was so hammered, and he was sunburned and pissed off, and just like, this is great. We did not know how well we had it in the mid-'80s watching Harry Carey from the bleachers at Wrigley Field.
So earlier this year, I went to Wrigley, went to a game, and our friend Ryan, who's with 670 The Score, took me up to the booth. And I was like, man, this is really cool. And I said, so is this where Harry Carey did games? And they were like, either here or over, you know, the booth next door. And then one of the guys goes, actually, it was right here where he would lay down and sleep it off. I was like, that's so cool.
Good. Oh, yes.
So that was pretty good. So what is something positive from the Titans?
Oh, okay.
Not named Cam Ward.
We had this earlier. I like Roger McCreary. I think he played really well. I'd see more of him playing during the game and not just coming as a nickel back. And I think get him more active in there. I think that's a good positive so far. I know yours was.
I said special teams, and then I said Chem Dike because he had a 71-yard return. And the Titans have not had that type of return, I believe, since like 2018.
Yeah, right. I like it. I mean, this, but let him do that. I don't want to see a receiver. Let him concentrate on returning the punts and kickoffs. Let him do that.
I mean, they haven't had, like, Mariani was a good returner. But, I mean, like, they haven't had a decent returner other than him since the guy that's going to be in here in 25 minutes.
Who was the guy that the opening kickoff of the 2013 season caught it at the one and backed up in?
Ryan Mouton.
No, Darius Renaud.
Darius Renaud, that's right.
That was it. And I was like, that. And they started the season without even doing a play. They were down 2-0.
Yeah. Mouton was the one that fumbled it. He, like, had one and, like, literally went through.
That's right. Yeah. He ran like a 4.3. I mean, guy was a from Hawaii, was a blazer and just couldn't get it done. Yeah, so there's some positive. And look, you said not named Cam Ward. You've been reading all these ex-quarterbacks breaking down Cam.
Yeah, they have been really positive on the film.
Yes.
Tim was too.
If the damn receivers would have caught the ball and run the right route, it could be even better. We talk about the aggressive play calling when the ball on their own 5-yard line. Just run it. Those are three passes that not added to his attempts completion stat that's out of it. But I thought he did well. I loved it when he jumped Io Manners' butt for running the wrong route. When DK ran that punt down the field, Cam Moore was the first one on the field. Like, let's go get it done. And they kicked the field goal. I like Cam. I really like Cam Ward.
Lenny said, I'm positive that less than half the players that are on the team will be there when they have a winning season.
Oh, Lenny, I'm sorry, buddy.
Lenny.
What does Carl think? I don't know, Homer.
Homer? Some more Homer?
Yeah.
Hiya, Homer. Oh, that's Mo.
You know, Hank Azaria came to town, like, too, and I tried to get him on. Oh. I couldn't get him on.
He wouldn't want to come on with us, though, because we would just the whole time be like, all right, do Mr. Burns.
The entire time.
Do Lenny. Do who else? Skinner? No, Harry Shearer did Skinner.
Mo. He won't do Apu anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still – I want to do the whole Mo thing.
Just do the whole interview as Mo.
The entire – we pay you, too, to do that. Ah, Homer.
He was also on Friends.
He was.
He did several guests and Mad About You.
What was the movie he's really cut and buff in that he was is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall or one of those movies? He was no, Along Comes Polly? That was it, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one. There's an underrated one he does that I really enjoy. Comic Book Guy.
Oh, he does that voice.
He does Chief Wiggum as well. Wiggum's funny.
Comic Book Guy. It's great. They never named him on The Simpsons. They never gave him a name.
He did Frank Grimes.
Did he?
I think. No, not in that. Not in the original one. He did Dr. Nick.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Nick. Yeah, I mean there's a list of every character he has ever done.
I think Marge, Julie Kavner, turned 75 this past weekend. Didn't have her for celebrity birthdays.
Oh, dang.
I mean, that show's been on since, what, 88, 89, right in there, roughly?
87 is when it started on Tracy Ullman. So Marge, she did, hang on, I'm trying to find all the voices. She did Patty and Selma, right?
Yep.
So, and Jackie, basically all of them.
Who did Lurleen Lumpkin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's poor Homer. Poor guy.
No.
That meant well.
Is the defense better than maybe we thought after one game?
I think they did. They confused Bo Nix. I thought they did well. I thought the push up front was good. I thought Cody Barton and Cedric Gray played good at linebackers. Barton. I thought they did well. Brownlee needs to calm down just a tad bit. A
little bit.
I like the aggressiveness, just calm down a little bit. But look, I thought they played well, and that Broncos offense was supposed to be so good. Think about it. I mean, if the opportunity when the Broncos scored before the half shouldn't have had that opportunity to get the ball, if Callahan would have not been aggressive and just ran the ball out. But again, if you lose, you're not happy with that, but all the defense played just a tad bit better.
So John asked this question on the YouTube chat. Would you like trading for – or would you think trading for Tyreek Hill makes the most sense right now? We need a superstar weapon that is ready to win like yesterday, and Cam needs a reliable pass catcher to help turn things around. Not no, but hell no.
No.
I don't want that guy anywhere near Cam Ward.
And if Hill goes anywhere, he goes one place.
Kansas City.
Bingo.
Back to Kansas City.
Back to Kansas City. And no, they don't need – no.
Jerry would probably do something dumb and trade for him.
Well, evidently he's been accused of domestic assault. It came out today. Today. It's on the ESPN.com. Yeah. So that happened. So, no, you don't.
I don't want that guy anywhere near this team.
Not when you got him, Xavier Restrepo, ready to step
catch
in.
Catch the strip, baby. You want that. This sickness.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes. Keep it going, man. We got to catch the strep. You want the sickness. X marks the catch.
You don't need this vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
God. He'll tap. He'll come drag Chase out of here. Oh, no, sorry. God. I just
think. Moe's Tavern.
Hi, Mo.
Oh, man. Oh, what about the Aerosmith when they get mad? Homer gets mad at Mo because they're not friends anymore. And
must kill Mo. Wee!
Poor Homer. Kill Mo. Goes to the bar, man. God,
that's the flaming Mo.
The flaming Mo.
It's the flaming Homer, but he goes.
Yep.
The flaming. And no, one of my favorite things with Aerosmith in that is Steven Tyler goes, "Hello, St. Louis." Springfield. Are you ready to rock?
That's also, is that the Hugh Jazz phone
call? Yeah, and he goes, "Hi, I'm Hugh Jazz."
Hey, sir, this is a prank call gone horribly wrong. I'm so sorry.
What a nice young man. Well, best of luck.
So good. Oh, so good.
I love that. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays and the mashup, which Dr. Crane is borderline giddy about. He says it's going to be a good one.
Good.
We will do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on our 2-5 The Game.
Moe's Tavern, Moe speaking.
Yes, I'm looking for a Mrs. O'Problem, first name B.
Yeah, just a minute, I'll check. B O'Problem, B O'Problem. Come on, guys, do I have a B O'Problem here?
You sure do!
Oh, it's you, isn't it?
I love, that's the best part of that whole thing is Barney going, "You sure do!" Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Tuesday, of course, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Appreciate them. Go check out the Sounds game tonight as they take on the Gwinnett Stripers. I almost call them Braves. That's what they used to be. But they are the AAA of the Atlanta Braves over at First Horizon Park. First pitch at 6:35. Big Joe will be leading the crowd and take me out to the ball game.
Get ready. Get ready for an epic night in Music City.
You can listen on 94.9 The Fan. It's presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It's brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on this, we have Care Bears Share Your Care Day. So if you have a Care Bear, share your Care Bear.
I know all about, trust me, the Care Bears. Good Lord.
Did little Hannah like the Care Bears?
Yep.
Those are the ones you like inflated at the mall, and those what those are?
That's Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear. Come sorry.
On, man. Get your Bears Care right. Bears, like, that's my age, too. Like, they were kind of, I mean, not I wasn't into them, obviously, but.
Sure you weren't, Jay.
Shut up.
Here's something people might be interested in. International Buy a Priest a Beer Day. So if you know a priest, buy him a beer.
Can we?
Yeah.
The priests
drink? Yeah, priests. Yeah, they can drink. Why wouldn't they? They drink wine every mass.
Well, that's true.
International Sudoku Day. So if you like playing that little paper game, go ahead. National I Love Food Day. Every that's day.
Joe and I every day.
Every day, baby.
National Ants on a Log Day. Well. Yep, that's actually celery with peanut butter in it, and then you actually have raisins. But, you know, some people interpret it differently. National Steak This is French.
Oh, God.
National Steak Our Pourvre Day. Pourvre. There's a V in there, and I don't know. It looks delicious. I might eat it. It has watermelon with it. All right. I'm cool. I'm down. National Teddy Bear Day is today.
Nice.
National Wiener Schnitzel Day is today as well. National Testers Day. So if you like testing, go ahead, you nerd.
Do you know where you can get a lot of cute teddy bears? East Nashville.
Really? At the local McDonald's? Or?
Just keep going, man.
Okay. We also have
5 points.
Wonderful Weirdos Day is today. So
oh, yeah, that's us.
That wraps up the days of what we got.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday, actor Hugh Grant.
Oh, you love Hugh Grant.
I do. I love his dad, Lou Grant.
Hugh Grant is 57.
62.
65. Mm. Adam Sandler. How old is Adam Sandler today?
57.
Talk about a hand thing, Joe. This guy. 61.
What?
A little trumpet thing. Adam Sandler does this.
May I remind you, this is a family show.
I don't know. Not anymore. I think we're going to get...
Adam Sandler's
gonna get a rating
59.
Soon.
That's a push.
I'm just saying he... Okay, never mind. He does the hand thing, man. Okay. Like with the trumpets.
Yeah. Gotcha. Singer Michael Bublé. How old is Michael Bublé?
God. 48.
50.
49. That's two pushes.
Pushed it real good.
Actress Michelle Williams. Now, was she not married or engaged to Heath Ledger? And she was in Brokeback Mountain, I believe.
Maybe.
Michelle Williams. Actress.
46.
50?
45. Chase on the board with one. Well done there. Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Ava Philippe. Ava Philippe.
24.
20.
26. Changes up 2-0.
Reese Witherspoon is old enough to have a 26-year-old daughter.
Isn't that crazy?
Jeez, I'm old.
Actor Tom Wopat from Dukes of Hazzard.
74.
81.
74, exactly. 4-0, Chaser. Oh, Charles Esten from the TV show Nashville. He was also in The Office.
Chip Esten. 52.
49.
60.
Jeez.
Model Rachel Hunter. I think she used to be married to Rod Stewart at one time.
74.
70.
56. Actor Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. Very, such an underrated show.
54.
58.
54, exactly. Chase was up 6-0. Come on, Dr. Crane. Elliot from E.T., Henry Thomas. Elliot?
45.
42.
He is 54 years old.
Wow.
Good Lord. Christian singer Lauren Daigle.
36.
32.
34. It's another push. All right. Joe Theismann, who lives in Memphis.
Quarterback?
That guy?
68.
70.
76. Bob Stoops.
64.
68.
65. Chase up 7-0. Dan Marley, former Phoenix Sun basketball player.
57.
49.
60. Todd Zeal, former Cardinal catcher.
63.
71.
60. Down the last two. B.J. Armstrong, former guard for the Chicago Bulls.
63.
55.
58. Dr. Crane, you've been so close. Our last birthday, and Dr. Crane, I'll let you have help on this. Because you have the biggest Duke basketball fan in there with you, but Chase, you'll go first. How old is Shane Battier?
Ooh.
48. 45. 47.
Chaser wins 8-0. That's a skunk. Sorry. Man.
With that, I'm excited because Dr. Crane's excited. Let's get to the mashup for today. And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe. 102.5 The Game. Wes in Clarksville says, would you hire a plumber that never installed a toilet?
Oh, my Lord. That's perfect.
That is a great analogy, Wes.
That is fantastic.
He's a good player.
Generational.
Ball club. He's generational.
He's not like Cookie. Cookie's the man. Love Cookie.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Jared Cook.
I'm
Jared
like, oh.
Cook. It's Cookie. Joey from Gallatin. I 100% agree with Joe. Restrepo has sticky hands and a warrior spirit.
Perfect. He just described you on a Friday night. Got a warrior spirit, man. Got a warrior spirit. He loves it. Bring in Restrepo. I'm telling you, I'm going to die on this hill.
Good Lord.
Catch the strip.
Oh, my gosh. God. Yeah. X marks the catch. We got all day with this, man.
Xavier Restrepo ready to step
catch
in.
Catch the strip, baby. You want this sickness.
Oh, that's fantastic. Could you imagine you bring him up, you put him in the slot, Cam hits him on some easy, nice crossing routes, he gets big gains. Nissan Stadium would lose his mind. We rally around.
Lose his mind? We sure Nissan Stadium's a boy?
Yeah, right.
Are we sure?
Pound sand, fat boy. Is that what we're waiting on? Oh, man.
That's it, too.
So, Amy, how you doing? You doing well? Or the prepared statement. Thank you, Mike. I am doing well today. It is a pleasure to be here with you. You got to disseminate. Did I say that word correctly? Disseminate?
Yeah.
That's good enough. I'm not going to say what I think that word means to me somehow, but you
nope, got
to. I feel like you're going down a slippery slope.
Yeah, there. Right? I mean, with what farmers do. So, listen, with their cows, right? Now they, you know.
Yep,
all right, thank you.
Oh, God. That's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, my goodness.
Well done, Dr. Crane.
Oh, so good.
Some of the stuff that we say here on this
I don't remember program. Any of that. Sorry.
No, I never. No. It just kind of happens in the moment. That is going to do it for us. DVD coming up next.
Hey, as we told you earlier, September's National Suicide Prevention Month, and we've all lost some dear friends to suicide over the last couple of years, and we hate it. So we ask if you're going through something, please talk to somebody. Please reach out on your cell phone. If you need help, you can dial 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. If you need professional help, we've partnered with Unity Psychiatric Care here in Middle Tennessee. Helps just around the corner. Go to our website. TheGameNashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe show. You'll see a drop down for Unity Psychiatric Care. As we tell you all the time, and I truly believe this, our world is truly a better place because you are here. I've seen the collateral damage, what happens when somebody takes their lives. It's not pretty. Please reach out, talk to somebody. No, we love you, and you're doing great. We love you so much. And more importantly, more than anything else, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD continues the Titans talk next here on 102.5 The Game.